1988. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, four more segments with Thomas Fusco. Now, I wanted to ask you before we go on, and we don't have many segments left, so we're going to have to kind of keep the answers a little bit shorter. And that is here, when you talk about this order and this regularity, are you implying that a supreme being put all this together?
That, to me, that's a question of belief. Yes, these things smack of a creator. There's no question about it. One would have to accept the idea that there was an intelligent intent behind all of this. And then the existence of God, in terms of a Judeo-Christian image of God, is explicit at that point. My argument for it is this, is that in physics, in science, when we study systems and their subsystems, the subsystems emerge from the laws and principles that govern the greater system. No subsystem of a greater system can operate in a way that's contrary to or outside of the laws and principles that govern the system in which that subsystem is a part. Now, we human beings are intelligent. Animals have a certain level of intelligence also. If we argue that intelligence just simply emerged, then we have to say that we have transcended the physical universe. The only logical explanation scientifically is that intelligence was built into the universe. Otherwise, it would have never been able to produce an intelligent subsystem like our brains. So consequently, when you argue it, when you frame the argument that way, the existence of an intelligence and an intent behind the creation of the universe is almost inescapable.
All right. You know, this question just actually arrived in our forums, which, of course, was, please define what you mean when you use the word God. Where did you acquire the concept from? Trained observer. I almost think he was listening to what you said.
Well, that happened. But certainly I've done, a better explanation this time of that concept than I may have previously.
Let's continue here, though. All right. With paranormal phenomena, we understand about how this relates. But what about stuff that's considered to be pretty physical, like UFOs? Are UFOs physical craft from outer space or some other place? Is that paranormal?
Some of that's still quite speculative. My theoretical model does provide a set of mechanics, so to speak, that would explain how an intelligent civilization could design spacecraft according to these principles that would be able to transport, so to speak, to other areas of the galaxy, maybe quite distant from its origination, and bypassing the normal limitations that space-time would put on such a voyage. But what I argue is this. If we strip away what I call the criminology, which dominates both of these fields, paranormal phenomena as far as hauntings and UFOs, a lot of the focus is on the whodunit, whether on the one side it's a spirit, ghost, entity, dead relative, demon, whatever. And on the other side, we have black ops, UFOs, aliens, that kind of thing. If we set those things aside and take a look at the actual phenomena themselves, we find that ufology reports pretty much the very same kinds of effects, except on larger scales, that occur in haunting. You know, we have materialization and dematerialization. We have the adverse effects on electrical equipment. We have things that move, that defy the known laws of physics. They move as if there's no...
Right, morphine, shape-changing.
Yeah. You know, they make 90-degree turns. There's no visible means of propulsion, just like a levitation where a book or something flies across the room in a haunted house. There's no visible means of of propulsion there either. We find that they exhibit the very same kinds of effects that we see in paranormal phenomena. And I say this very speculatively, but what I say is this, if, and that's a big if there was a civilization who was finally able to crack the natural laws that govern paranormal phenomena, they could very well build technology based on those principles that would be able to perform in the exact same ways that we see UFOs performing.
So we could build our own UFOs?
Essentially, yes. Why not?
Like we're not already trying.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have a situation, for example, let's take information, for example. Let's take an instance where an investigative team, paranormal investigative team, comes into a home. People are complaining about seeing this apparition of this lady. And one of the investigators goes to a library and finds a picture of a woman that lived there 100 years ago. And they show the picture to the residents of the house, and their jaws drop. They say, oh, my God, that's the woman that we have been seeing. You can recognize her from the photo. Well, what are we actually looking at? What is the photograph? The photograph is a recording on a medium of a collection of information that was carried via light waves off the surface of the object through the camera lens and recorded on the medium. Now, that materialization of the original person is gone. The material aspect of that reality is gone. But the information must still exist somewhere, because when the spirit, the apparition, rematerializes that information, the information is the same. That's why they can match the appearance of the apparition with the photograph. So here we have a situation where something has been rematerialized from the same information, but at a 100-year interval, at a different coordinate in time. So if we were able to dematerialize an object, we could rematerialize it anywhere.
Okay, Burnt State has quite a number of questions, and I'm not sure. I think you kind of addressed this already, Thomas, but let me go ahead and throw it out there anyway. You say in an article on your website that the idea of the universe creating itself is scientifically irrational, yet in another article you say it is the curvature of space that may be responsible for creating matter. Is this a contradiction, or are you saying that God is geometry?
Well, what I'm saying is that the gravitational effect that we see, which is the actual bending of space, is actually originating from a process that's occurring outside of space-time. This is why we have all this gravitational lensing that we observe in a universe with no adjacent mass. It's like Theodore Calusa's idea, where he felt that he came to a conclusion that gravity may be a non-local phenomenon, that it's not being caused by a local mass. Think about the beginning of the universe. And this is something back up in the Paradigm Symposium, Chris, where I talked to that woman who has the astrophysics degree, and I kind of reconfigured her education in about a half hour. When the universe first expanded and appeared, we had this bending of space. It was this tight ball of space-time, but there was no mass yet. So the implication is the curvature of space was creating a gravitational field where there wasn't any mass. So what I'm saying, if gravity is non-local, then what we're looking at is not an issue where mass bends the space around it, creating the effect called gravity. Because the 85% effect that we see of gravity with no mass indicates that it's not dependent on mass to be generated.
This is the kind of show where it's very, very difficult to keep the answers short and pithy. The subject matter is really, really complicated, and we want to explore it as thoroughly as we can. We have to generate this, folks. With Gene and Chris, we have Thomas Fusco. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Thomas Fusco. And as you see, there's no simple answer to anything. But let's look at the raw question back to ghosts and apparitions. Could they simply be, as what many people expect, spirits of the dead?
Well, what I try to do, again, I try to stay away from the criminology. And I want to look at the forensics. I want to look at the actual physics of what's going on. So I don't like to get into too many philosophical conversations, whether it's a demon or your dead Aunt Mary or this type of thing. I want to know how it's happening. I want to know the mechanics behind it. So I don't really address those kinds of things, really, unless it's a philosophical conversation.
Well, Bern State has another couple of questions, and they, I think they basically are grouped around your terminology of supergeometry. He says, you suggest that there is a fifth dimension, an as yet undefinable process at work that can help explain the many mysteries of the universe. If time is something that allows humans to understand change as a natural process in the universe, what does this fifth dimension represent as an idea or observable effect?
Well, here's what we have. The observable effects are there. What we're querying about is the cause, because we have no observable physical cause locally connected to the effect to account the effect to. Just like in paranormal phenomena, just like gravity, even in gravity where we don't have a gravity wave or a graviton, there's no physical component to gravity. But what we're looking at is we're looking at effect, and we're trying to assemble the most logical cause for these things that would answer the most number of questions. And so, you know, we're talking about something that lies outside of space-time. Now, what I argue is this. If we're dealing with a singularity, then the idea of higher dimensions is false. Some people listen to my work and say, oh, he's talking about a higher dimension. Not really. I'm talking about something that lies outside of dimension, that is not dimensional at all, superdimensional or adimensional. So this model really doesn't conform to the kind of higher dimension concept that was popularized in the science fiction of the 1950s.
Kind of leads me to my own personal question, and that would be agenda. If we're talking about something that is not apart from this reality, that is actually somehow intertwined into our perceivable reality that has always been there, what would be the agenda? Where do you separate God from participant from agenda?
What we're doing with that is we're getting into what I talk about, that criminology again, ultimately boiling it down to a question as, if there is a God, why did he create the heavens and the earth? And again, I try to stay away from those kinds of questions. I want to know, if there is a God, how did he create the heavens and earth? And that's something that I can reckon with because I have physical observation from which I can draw judgment. As far as intent, I have no physical observation, so it's really difficult to get into that aspect of it.
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking criminality. Let's use that particular, you know, line of languaging. Wouldn't there have to be a motive behind paranormal events? All sorts of paranormal phenomena exist, some of which are inexplicable in terms of how they present, you know, how the effects are presented to the experiencer. In other words, during the Great Airship Wave, some of these pilots would be noted as asking, you know, nonsensical questions. You have this built-in giggle factor that is supplied in many events. I've had a number of cases where people have come back later and said, well, I didn't, you know, want to tell you what I'm about to tell you when I originally reported my sighting, because if I had, you would have thought I was crazy. And then they go on and tell me some tricksterish kind of element that really smacks of some form of systematic methodology, clearly designed intent to confuse, to obfuscate, to render inert and render moot any sort of report of this type. There's got to be some sort of motive behind the criminality. And you can't totally say, well, that's not part of the equation. You know, I'm just looking at you know, who the perpetrator is. I don't care why they have an agenda. And I think we should be looking at the motives, the potential motives behind the agenda. And I disagree. I think we need to at least entertain the motives behind the criminality. What do you say?
Well, I would agree with you, and I think what I need to do is make a clarification. If we take a look at a police force that is investigating a crime scene, two of the different divisions that they're going to have is criminology and forensics. And both of these are important to understand the nature of the crime. But the criminology, let's say if it was a murder that was done with a firearm, the criminology is not necessary to understand the functioning of the gun. The ballistics, what bullet it fired, what kind of blood splatter pattern it made, so on and so forth. If you just identify the criminal, that's fine, but it tells you nothing about how the crime was committed. And unfortunately, Chris, in our particular genres where we're talking about ufology and we're talking about haunted houses and these kinds of things, I would say well over 90% of all the theorizing that has been done in these areas has focused on the criminology. What I'm doing is focusing on the forensic. I want to know the physics of the gun. You know, when you're driving a car down the road, I want to know the physics of the automobile. I don't want to focus on the driver. That's a different area. It all is part of the total equation. But when we're coming to physics, it's like Bill and Sally both throw a ball, and they throw it different ways and in different directions for different reasons. You know, let's wipe Bill and Sally out of the picture for a moment. How does Bill and Sally have anything to do with the laws and principles that govern the physics of the ball being thrown? That's the distinction I'm trying to make.
Well, you know, again, the way, Thomas, you've explained this again in a very clear way for me to understand, it's not so much the effect or the motivation behind the effect, but it's the actual cause that's important here. And, you know, with that being said, I think we're going to...
I want to remind you once again that you're probably wondering how we get those questions from our listeners that we ask of our guests. And here's how it's done. We post a thread or topic in our forums at forum.theparacast.com called the Question Bank. When we have enough warning about a potential guest, and we don't always have that warning, we put up a topic there. You can post your questions, and we'll try our best to ask them.
We're going to say, you know, this is Gene and Chris, and you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in Fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but Fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Wow, it's kind of weird doppelganger effect here. In 4 years, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, a voice came out of the air, an amorphous voice, saying the Paracast. Some people might think it was me, but of course I wasn't even here. I was getting a tissue.
Oh, you're funny, Gene. That was kind of out of the blue. Thomas, you're bringing out the best in the show here, and I'm sure we're going to have a great response to this appearance of yours, just like we did your inaugural appearance. Here's a question from a brand new poster calling themselves Agnostic at forum.theparacast.com. And it's a good one. It's something that I've kind of wondered myself. Why have you chosen to promote your theories to the alternative UFO New Age ancient alien audience? And have you received any feedback from mainstream science or academics? If not, is this why you are presenting your theories to the fringe? And what role does the fringe play in this, and will they ever be able to influence the mainstream into considering creative new thinking about your theories and other taboo academic subjects?
Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Let me say this, is that the alternative, you can call it fringe if you want, but the alternative genres, so to speak, are the ones, number one, that my material is most relevant to in a very immediate way, because it provides explanations for the supernatural and it suggests experiments that can be conducted. So this is very important. As far as from the mainstream point of view, all of it is just vaporous until we are able to submit a scientific paper to the mainstream science community. And myself and my collaborative associate, David Rowntree, are not all that far from doing it.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we need is, in the scientific method, is replication. And so we continue to champion this kind of a concept of conducting real science. When we have enough people that pick up on this, we'll be able to get replication of certain effects that have been measured and that have been predicted by this theory. We haven't even gotten into that aspect yet. So that's what's more important. As far as talking to other people about this, I have spoken to people who have been scientifically trained. Again, for example, that one woman at the Paradigm Symposium, and I just simply blew most of her education away. Everyone who I've gotten to talk to that has some sort of a level of physics has all said this is very fascinating and would answer a number of fundamental questions that the theoretical models that we have now do not. But everything has to take its proper place in its proper time.
Right. Yeah. And that's, especially when you're dealing with the scientific community. So you've opened up a whole new avenue of inquiry here. Where can you take this work and what form would it need to take to, you know, what sort of experiments could we propose to replicate data and to gain the notice of academia in the scientific community? What do you and David have envisioned to go about that?
Well, a lot of the work has already been done. For example, if we take a look at what I was talking about, that paranormal phenomena reflects a real-time example of the same process that brought the universe into existence. The first thing we had was an expanding bubble of space-time, and that would have a gravitational field. So if paranormal phenomena is the same process, the first thing that this prediction, this theory would predict is that preceding any materialization of information, we would have a change in the local environment that would reflect the emergence of a bubble of space-time, of an expanding bubble that's pushing against the existing space-time that's there and the physical content that is contained within that space-time that's already in that haunted room.
Okay, so you're talking about then there would be a presage, something measurable that would occur prior to an event occurring. Now, what sort of instrumentation would you need? What sort of protocols would need to be tripped or alarm bells that would sound in order for us to be ready for that? Because if what you're saying is correct, if we were armed with the proper monitoring equipment or whatever, you know, I guess gear would be the overall encompassing word. If we had the right gear to alert us that an event was going to occur, then that would allow us to capture the event and document it. So
right.
What do you suggest? What are you suggesting here?
That equipment has already been invented. See, David Rowntree is the technician. He's the electrical engineer. He's invented a lot of the testing equipment that have confirmed the predictions of this theory. So one of the things that he invented is what he calls the EMF quadrilator. And this is actually an array of four sensors that he can set up. And he has software to monitor what this equipment is picking up in a room. And he's definitely demonstrated, number one, he's been able to demonstrate that paranormal phenomena, it begins from an emergence point, a very specific geometric location in a room.
Let me just tell our listeners, we had David Rowntree as a guest on the Paracast back on January 24th, 2010, and there's certainly no reason why he won't be on again in the near future.
Yeah, it sounds like we need to get possibly both of you back on, because this is fascinating. I mean, if we could actually have a set of protocols and the right technology in place in a particular location that is known to produce unusual effects, this could be huge. I mean, has this gear and these protocols been successfully used and demonstrated?
We have them. I'm telling you, when David Rowntree and I got together and we didn't know each other, this was on an interview in the early 2012, from that particular moment, the field of paranormal research changed forever. It made a quantum leap. And it's just most people in the field are not aware of it. They don't know what's going on. For example, give you an example. If we have an expanding bubble of space-time, one of the things that we would detect is an independent gravitational field emerging in three axes, not just a fluctuation in the lines of gravity that are going down to the center of the Earth. This has already been detected. Rountree did an experiment where he actually used digital gyroscopes and was able to detect this gravitational fluctuation. We would also have, since space and time are tied together, we would also have temporal fluctuations. And the dilation of time with the expansion of space has already been tested and demonstrated by this gentleman. Another prediction that it would make is that EMF or EVPs are an electromagnetic phenomenon. They are a result of an electronic compression wave being generated at the surface of the space-time bubble, interacting with the physical content and exciting the electrons in the atoms and molecules of the air and whatever building materials it would hit. And if we have a materializing information inside that bubble, like a vocalization, the outside of that bubble is going to begin to vibrate at the frequency and amplitude of that vocalization. And so we have an electromagnetic compression wave that bypasses the acoustic diaphragm and the eardrum, because it's electromagnetic, imposes itself and ducts itself directly on the acoustic coils behind the diaphragm. And then we hear the recorded voice where nobody heard it audibly. One of the two experiments that have been predicted by this model is that we should be able to record EVPs in a vacuum, and we should be able to record EVPs with a dynamic microphone in which the acoustic diaphragm has been surgically removed.
We'll go into more of this with Gene and Chris talking to Thomas Fusco. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com.
FreezeDryGuy.com. So wise up, shop online now, or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Someday we'll have the Dueling Paracast group, and we'll have 5 minutes of Paracasts, the Paracast or whatever. Thomas Fusco for the final segment. And by the way, listeners, we are getting in touch with David Roundtree to join us again in the future, because I think there's a lot of stuff going on here, and he has an additional perspective we need, or maybe we'll get Thomas on with him at the same time, or do all or both. I don't know. Let's continue. Chris, some more questions?
I have other things I mentioned about this prediction.
Yeah, let's go on. I love where we're going with this, Gene. Thomas, why don't you go ahead and just continue talking about practical applications of this model and the technology that would be needed and the protocols especially, because we could really be jump-starting a whole new approach in paranormal investigation and research here.
Absolutely. All the raw materials, all the foundation is now there. Both the theoretical and the experimental, the technical aspects are now here. We never had this before in this field. Let's talk about other predictions. If we have an area of space-time inside a room, let's say a sphere that's expanding, one of the things that would create would be a temporary vacuum inside of that bubble because it's pushing outward. Now, molecules will be able to run over that bed and fill in the vacuum inside of that bubble by the laws of equilibrium. But if that expansion happens quick enough, we're going to see a few different phenomena that are observed in the paranormal. One of them is a drop in barometric pressure. This has been recorded by investigators. Another thing that we would see, because there's a lack of physical content in the middle, and that heat energy is contained within molecules and atoms, not in a vacuum. What we're going to see emerge is a cold spot. Amazing. That only exists temporarily. Another thing that we would see is the movement of air molecules from an area of higher pressure outside to an area of lower pressure inside. So if that bubble expands fast enough, we would feel a mystery breeze where there's no doors or windows open. Another thing that we would see with the agitation, with the excitement of those electrons on the outside of that expanding bubble of space-time, the electrons are going to jump into their higher orbits over the nucleus. When they drop back down, they can emit two different things. All electromagnetic fields emit heat. So this is why we can see a heat signature sometimes and also detect a cold spot, which no other definitions or models explain how these two things can coexist side by side. Another thing that would be that electrons releasing their energy like that can release is photons. So under certain circumstances, we could have a bubble of space-time jacketed in an electromagnetic field and emitting photons. This is a model of what they call a luminous orb. exactly what it looks like and behaves like. And as far as that phenomenon about photon release, we use that in our modern world every day. We pass an electromagnetic field through a material. The material gets excited. It's electrons. They jump up into higher orbits in the atoms. When they fall back down, they release photons of light. That's how a light-emitting diode works. So essentially, one of the things I say in a broad sense is that if you took a physicist that was well-versed in relativity, and possibly with Kaluza-Klein theory as a second, and you asked him, what would be the effect of the artificial expansion of a space-time bubble inside of a house? What effects would that cause? And you would have to stifle yourself while you watch this physicist describe all the kinds of effects that we see in haunted houses without even knowing he was describing a haunting.
That would be fascinating if we can actually.
Yeah, good point. Well, I think this is really exciting because anything that's going to take us beyond the realm of these ridiculous reality shows featuring teams of people asking each other, did you hear that, in hushed tones, is really going to make my day. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that really want to take this whole investigative realm into a new place, to the next level. And what you're describing is a really good place to start from, and a re-departure point, if you will. And it sounds like David has come up with some gear that might enable a team being brought up to speed and actually utilizing the technology and create repeatable results.
Absolutely. Now, we do have something that has finally been discovered earlier this year that I consider to be the holy grail that we've been looking for. And this is the idea that David has been observing these high levels of ionization. And he came to the conclusion that the only thing that could be causing that would be gamma radiation. So he came up with an array of equipment that would test for gamma. And sure enough, he's been finding it, that gamma radiation emerges in these areas that have paranormal effects. The problem is, and this is where it's wonderful, is that there is nothing in a hotel room or nothing in an abandoned house that can...
Right, that's going to be producing gamma waves.
Exactly, exactly. Now, here's where it gets crazier, is that if you remember basic knowledge about the Big Bang, that one of the things that was created at the beginning of the universe was exotic particles, as well as normal particles, basically antimatter. And matter, regular matter, won, but when antimatter collides with matter and destroys itself, it produces gamma radiation. So this idea that paranormal phenomena is working on the same mechanics as the same process that brought the whole universe into being is not only very, strengthened by this finding of gamma radiation, but it could be the holy grail that we are looking for to absolutely prove paranormal phenomena, because mainstream physics has no explanation as to how gamma can be emerging out of the middle of a hotel room.
They'll pretend, of course, it doesn't happen.
Well, that's what the scientific papers are, and the experimentation and the record keeping and replication is what it's all about. What I argue is this, guys, traditionally in the paranormal, researchers, serious investigators would try to call to the scientific community and say, please come play in our yard, come play in our arena. I think we're at the point now where what I say the key to this is to go to the scientific arena, go into their ring, their boxing ring, on their home turf with their home advantage and their rules, and give them a bloody nose. And that's
You know what? We're just out of time right now. Thomas Fusco, tell our listeners where they can find more of what you do and get a copy of your book.
Everything about the book, what the book is about, and related articles, where I'll be appearing next, all those things can be found at www.cosmicveil, spelled V-E-I-L, cosmicveil.com.
And the book, again, is called Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality. We want you to order a copy direct from Thomas. Chris O'Brien is putting the finishing touches. Finally, on Stalking the Herd, this has become a much bigger project than he probably expected. This is going to be a great book. You can find out more of what he does at OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. And by the way, we've set up a new website that's going to be developed soon called StalkingTheHerd.com. How about that? All right?
Ooh.
And you can find more of what we do at The Paracast. Go to Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. There's also a Paracast fan club, even two of them, on Facebook, and someday we'll figure out how to make them one. Thomas Fusco, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.